Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's start at the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Liz Jurkowski joining us live this morning. Everyone's kind of excited about the long holiday weekend, but Liz, looks like we're getting off to a wet, chilly start.
Yeah, we are. Today will be on the chillier side, and same thing going all throughout most of the weekend. It should start to improve by Monday. So we are looking at scattered showers for Saturday and Sunday with the better timing of showers in the afternoon for Saturday and Sunday. Things will start to dry out Sunday night, and then we'll start seeing a dry day for the actual holiday on Monday. Temperatures for the weekend will be the coolest day will be tomorrow on Saturday with highs in the low to mid-50s, improving on Sunday with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And for Monday, you're looking at highs in the mid to upper 60s.
For Monday, you mentioned the rain kind of taking a break. Is it taking a long break, or should we expect just kind of a brief pause in what we've been seeing over the past couple days?
Unfortunately, we're not going to see a longer break for the dry weather. It's probably going to be about a day, day and a half of the dry weather, and then the rain starts to come back in about midweek next week.
Okay, so kind of a similar pattern. Well, Liz, thanks for the update. Liz Jurkowski joining us live from the National Weather Service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.